Refugees from Hurricane Katrina have all sorts of medical problems. To figure out how to best treat them, officials have set up a triage center in Baton Rouge. What is normally a university campus has been turned into a makeshift hospital. NPR's Joseph Shapiro is there.
I'm standing behind the Pete Maravich Assembly Center on the campus of Louisiana State University. This is the place where thousands of people come to watch a basketball game. Today, there have been thousands of people who've come to get medical attention. Many of the people here are the frail, the elderly. People see the doctors and nurses, then they come outside and wait for the buses to take them to a shelter or someplace to stay for the night. One man with gray hair holds the hand of his wife, who's in a wheelchair and covered in a blanket. A son pushes his father in a wheelchair. People here come by bus, they come by ambulance, they even come by helicopter. Some people who come off of the ambulances come on stretchers. One woman was bleeding. Another man shivered and looked cold. Many of these people have lost their homes. They have no place to go to now. They don't know where they'll sleep for the night, and they don't know what their future holds. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.